High school basketball is on the air.
They get it inside. That's Cannon Howes into the ball game now. Cannon rockets the ball to the near sideline, and Tino dribbles inside the free throw circle. Now to Sheehy for three. Shot good.
We begin each game day within the paint.
Ryan Kern, 200 pass out on top. There's Vinny Schmidt for three. Shot good. Vinny Schmidt was up wide open. There was not a guy around.
We turn things over to KHS Radio Sports Director Mike Will to get you set for tonight's game.
And good evening. Welcome to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHIS. Got the quarterfinals of the Luplat Conference basketball tournament tonight. The Adams Central girls getting set to take on St. Paul in our first ball game, followed by the Adams Central boys against Arcadia Loup City tonight. As we spend a couple of minutes with Adams Central head coach Tim Marker, and coach sitting at 14-4 in the season, number three seed here in the Luplat Conference tournament. We finally get this thing underway after a couple of weather delays that's caused problems this week, but now with the weekend coming up, you got the possibility of playing three games in a row. What about that?
Well, that creates an interesting scenario where you're comparing it to a state tournament situation. It's like the tournament when we were up in Wayne, it was 3 days in a row, and that's kind of a fun situation. You kind of prepare on the run. The state tournament and the tournament in Wayne's a little different because you don't have school and you can go do a morning shoot around and kind of go through things. So that'll be different where we don't have that ability to go through things on a where we come to school on Friday. But it can make it kind of fun, can kind of, put pressure on teams to do what they do and don't have a lot of time to come up with certain schemes against teams. But most of the teams have seen enough film, have either played one another earlier in the year and are pretty familiar with what one another are doing. So it'll just be a situation where, it comes down to how your kids are able to handle that many games in a row and how deep you can go on your bench.
What about preparation for this thing? This tournament was on, it was off, it was back on again, it was off. What about preparation for this opening ball game?
Well, it's been interesting. When we had our last game with Lex, we gave everybody the day off, the Friday off, because we had a wrestling tournament going on and really no place to practice. And then we had a little kids tournament out here all weekend, and Sunday was snowed out, and Monday was snowed out. So we've had one practice since last Thursday. So, we'll kind of see where we are, I guess. It might be kind of like going into a holiday tournament a little bit. I hope that we're far enough along. We have plenty of experienced kids that have played a lot of games and a lot of minutes, and hopefully we don't have trouble with turnovers. And, the communication is still there. We did have a good practice on Tuesday, but then we had another day off, and we'll be ready to play today. So, one practice in 7 days or so. So it'll make it interesting.
Coach, what does it take to win a tournament like this?
Well, it takes a good bench, I think. You've got to have some kids that can come in and give you some valuable time and have some bench players that can come in and give you maybe 10, 12 points and play good defense and do the things that they need to do to keep the score where it is or at least not let things get away if you have some foul trouble or if you have kids that get tired or you can even have kids that are sick. So to be able to go 3 days, I think you have to have a strong bench and just have to have kids that are going to stay mentally focused and really, really think about what they need to do to take care of themselves to be able to do that.
You guys have won five straight ball games now. Are you playing your best basketball of the season right now?
It's still been, we've still had some games where we've done some good things. One of the things I like is our offense allows us to kind of adjust to what teams are trying to do. If teams are trying to pack it in, then we have the ability to pin and hit some shots from the outside. And if teams are trying to pressure us on the outside, then we can run some back cuts, and we can also get the ball inside to our post players and go one-on-one inside a little bit. So I kind of like the flexibility that our offense has given us this year and the kids' ability to understand it and what we're trying to do there. We've had some times where we're missing some stuff or at no point have we hit a point where everybody is on, and I don't know if that will happen, but we've had some good games. We've had some games that really challenged us mentally and physically, and the kids have been able to win those. So that's probably the best thing right now is that they keep finding a way to win.
This matchup tonight against the number six seeded team in St. Paul. Give me anything but a cakewalk on paper. This is a team that gave you all kinds of problems earlier this season up in St. Paul. You guys got out of there with a 50-48 win.
Yeah, there's a lot of history to the matchups between these two schools, and it goes back to when I first came here, and we had a group of kids who hadn't played very much, but by the time we got to this time of year, they had played quite a bit, and they were a top 10 team, and we pushed them into overtime and probably shouldn't have, but There just is a lot of those types of games that we've had with St. Paul over the years for whatever reason. When we went up there, we got in a little bit of foul trouble and had to have a couple of starters sit for quite a bit of the game and had to rely on our bench. And then we had to rely on Josie to hit a big three at the end of the game to win it for us. So, I would like to think that maybe we could play a little bit better defensively and clean up the boards and keep them off the free throw line and maybe shoot a little bit better and be okay. But, that's why you have to play the game.
Okay, we'll come back and talk a little bit more about St. Paul as our pregame show continues after this.
Yeah, traffic again. You've sat in it like a zillion times. But this time, why don't you mix it up with a Pepsi? Yeah? Sounds nice, doesn't it? Aw, yeah. Jams aren't so bad with the cool cola flow. Look at that cabbie waving at you. Ah, what a friendly guy. Whoa, check out that orange cone. It's like sunshine. Pepsi always gives you the green light on total enjoyment. And now, you're experiencing a whole world of refreshment. Without moving at all. Pepsi. Live for now.
Basketball coach Tim Barker. It's the Luplac Conference basketball tournament tonight as the Patriots get set to take on the St. Paul Wildcats. The team is 7-10 in the season. They've run into some trouble as of late. They've lost 9 out of the last 10 ball games, but they have faced some pretty stern competition here down the stretch.
Yeah, they have. They get off to a start and last couple of years, and they're 4-0, 5-0, and then they get into a pretty tough schedule where they run into St. Cecilia and some other ball teams that are really good, and create some different situations, different style, a full court style, a pack it in style, a big post, and so they've run into some different situations, and they have some good players. They have two good post players inside, the Sestock girls that handle the ball well and have played a lot of minutes, and then they have a couple of guards on the outside with Fosick outside that can really shoot the ball pretty well and drives the lane really well. So they have losses, but some of those losses have been pretty close. I can imagine that they're probably frustrated, but in those 9 games that they played, they also have a win over Central City, who has a record very similar to us in a situation where their top two scorers, they held them to a total of, I think, 6 points, and they're averaging about 12 points each. So, on a given night, they can come out and be able to put enough points on the board to beat anybody. So they have the kids that can do it. I just hope that we can match up and not allow them to do it.
This is a team that there's not any one person that really stands out. When you take a look at their stats, looks like a balanced scoring attack and pretty well even across the board tonight.
Yeah, they are. They have some important people as far as handling the ball and their post players inside. And, their sisters inside, so they work well together. We had a big night out of Sarah Brown the time that we played them up there earlier in the season, and so hopefully she'll be able to come out and give us some good minutes again. And I just think overall our bench has been playing better the last few games, and hopefully they'll be able to do a better job for us, and that could be the big difference if our bench can score some points versus theirs.
Where can we attack this team tonight?
We kind of have to see how they decide to go. If they decide to go zone and take away our inside stuff, then we'll hopefully be able to hit some shots on the outside. And if they try to go man, hopefully we'll be able to create some back cuts and get some layups.
Okay, coach.
All right, thanks, Mike.
Tim Barker, head coach for Adams Central. Stick around. Sonic Lamps and the play-by-play description up next. It's Adams Central in St. Paul tonight on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to In the Paint on your Hastings link to high school sports, 1230 KHAS. Stay tuned. Tip-off is straight ahead.
Mobile Capture, the new, easy, completely secure way to deposit a check at Five Points Bank, the better bank.
I don't have to come to the bank to make a deposit. I have Five Points Bank Mobile Capture on my smartphone. I just take a picture of the front and back of the check, and it's in my account.
To get Mobile Capture, log into your Five Points Bank account. Then select Mobile Capture Enrollment or call customer service to get enrolled. Mobile Capture from the banking technology leader, Five Points Bank.
Quality Printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
After a snow-filled start to the week, we are finally ready for quarterfinal action of the Lou Platt Conference Tournament.
Adams Central has got the lead. Here's a shot by Wiseman from three. She buries it. Brittany Wiseman hits her second three-pointer of the ballgame. She's got 6 points. And the Patriots out on top now by a score of 12-6.
Tonight, two games on tap as the Adams Central Girls get set to take on the St. Paul Wildcats and the Adams Central Boys get set to take on Arcadia Loop City.
AC on the attack. Lynn Platt has got it. Back out to Boland for three. Shot good. David Boland knocks down his third three-pointer of the ballgame for Adams Central from a different area code on the far sideline.
Tonight's coverage of the Lou Platt Conference Tournament is brought to you by the KHS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local athletics. Now, let's take you out to Patriot Gym for the call of tonight's game. Here's KHS Radio Sports Director Mike Will.
And hi again, everybody. Welcome to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHIS. After two weather delays this week, we finally get set for the quarterfinals of the Lou Platt Conference basketball tournament here this year. These games were originally set for Tuesday, but were snowed out this week, and now we've got a schedule of Thursday, Friday, and Saturday to ramp up the 2015 Lou Platt Conference basketball tournament here at Adams Central High School. First ball game tonight is a girls' game. We'll pit Adams Central up against the St. Paul Wildcats here tonight. St. Paul coming in a record of 7 wins and 10 losses on the season. The Cats have lost 9 out of their last 10 ball games. Meanwhile, Adams Central coming in a mark of 14 wins and 4 losses. The Patriots have won 5 straight ball games. And Adams Central was able to knock off St. Paul earlier this season on a 3-pointer in the final stages of the ball game by Josie Bumgarner. They beat St. Paul by a score of 50-48. So it's Adams Central and St. Paul squaring off here in the opening round of the quarterfinal round of the Lou Platt Conference basketball tournament tonight. The winner will move on to the semifinals tomorrow, and they'll play the winner tonight's game going on between Centura and Arcadia Loop City. Get to the starting lineup. It's brought to you by 5 Points Bank of Hastings. Locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, 3 convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why 5 Points Bank is the better bank. Madeline Fosick getting a start for St. Paul, 5'4" and a senior. Jaden Jacobowski, 5'7" and a sophomore. Carrie Sestock is a 5'10" and senior. Sam Jarabic is a 5'7" and senior. And Kylie Sestock is a 5'10" and senior. Going for Brent Dinslodge, the head coach of the St. Paul Wildcats here tonight. Adams Central goes with Jackie Fowler, a 5'3" and junior. Brittany Wiseman, a 5'5" and senior. Josie Bumgarner, 5'7" and a senior. Carly Bostock, a 6-foot senior. And Hannah Fleischer, a 5'8" and sophomore, getting a start tonight. Head coach Tim Barker and the Adams Central Patriots. Other quarterfinal games going on tonight. On the girls' side, we've got Wood River playing at the number one seed in Kearney Catholic tonight. That game tips off at 7 o'clock in Kearney. Ravenna is playing at Ord. That one tipping off here at 6:15. St. Paul here against Adams Central in a 6:15 time slot. And at 7 o'clock tonight, the number two seed Centura will take on Arcadia Loop City. Ball is in the air, and Adams Central controls the opening tip. Patriots in their homestanding white uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the red and the blue, and immediately we got a traveling violation on Bumgarner. Goes up with a shot, comes down with a basketball. So the first turnover on AC, we're 5 seconds into the ball game. Again, it was Adams Central hitting a three-pointer earlier this year. It was back on January 10th to beat St. Paul up in St. Paul, 50-48. Now the Cats turn the ball away on their opening possession, and AC gets the ball back. Bumgarner out now to Brittany Wiseman, dribbles it into the lane. Bounce pass comes out here in the three-point territory. The ball grabbed near the 10-second line by Bumgarner as he nearly goes into the backcourt. Now we got a timeout called by Tim Barker as Bumgarner was trapped along the 10-second line. So we're 30 seconds into the ball game. We've had two turnovers, and now a quick timeout called here by the coach. 7:30 to play in the first quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Adams Central nothing, St. Paul nothing.
If you're in the market to buy or sell a home, Newview Real Estate is the perfect solution. Listen to one of their satisfied customers.
We just purchased our new home from Newview Real Estate in Hastings, and I am so glad that we did. And Dana and Connie were amazing to work with, and I would recommend these ladies to anyone looking to buy or sell a home. They are reliable and professional and are just wonderful to work with.
Hi, this is Ann Halbert with Newview Real Estate in Hastings. If we can be of any service to you too, please give us a call at 462-9111. We're located at 1239 North Burlington, and we look forward to meeting you soon.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Patriot Gym. St. Paul has not played since January the 27th when they lost to Centura 53-32. Adams Central hasn't played since January the 29th when they beat Lexington 50-41. As Adams Central, another turnover as they try to take it down on the baseline. So not a whole lot of practice time between the last time they played and the ball game tonight. Both of these schools involved with some snow dates this week. They're out to Central Nebraska as those couple of winter storms moved across the area. So they have not been on the practice floor or a game time situation for quite some time here. So it could be ragged for a while here in this basketball game here tonight. Here's a Fosick with the ball as Adams Central is going to start off with a man-to-man defense. And now an over-and-back violation. Fosick backs up, and her back foot went across the 10-second line here. So a turnover on St. Paul. We've had four turnovers now, two for each team here. And we're just a minute and 5 seconds into the ball game. No score between the Patriots and the St. Paul Wildcats, the quarterfinal round of the Luplan Conference basketball tournament here tonight. The winner moves on to the semifinals tomorrow night at 8 o'clock against either Centura or Arcadia Loup City. Adams Central has got the ball. There's a Carly Bostock on the right side. Cross-court pass goes over to Bumgarner. Brings it back on the right side of the lane. Down to Hannah Fleischer out on top. Jackie Fowler has got the ball. Now to Brittany Wiseman. She cranks up a three-pointer. Shot's going to be partially deflected. No good. And the ball is brought down here by Sestock. That's a Carrie Sestock down the right sideline as they get it down there to Jacobowski. She drives to the right corner. Her shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to EC. Bumgarner has got the ball. Runs into traffic. Kicks it back out here to Fowler. Takes it down on the baseline on the dribble. Now she's trapped down there. Fowler gets the ball away. It's going to be tipped around. And the scramble is on. 2-3 players at the deck. Jump ball is going to be called. Arrow is pointing in favor of St. Paul. So the Cats will get the ball back here. Three turnovers on Adams Central in the first 1 minute and 50 seconds into the ball game. Average 15 per contest so far this year. There's a Madeline Fosick with the ball now as Adams Central is going to attack in backcourt. Carrie Sestock has got the ball. Sestock comes into the offensive zone now to a Fosick. Cross-court jump pass goes on to the far sideline. Jaramic puts up a three-pointer. Shot is up and in. That's Sam Jaramic. They got a couple of cousins playing on this basketball team, a couple of sisters. That's Sam Jaramic. A shot is up there on the baseline. No good there by Wiseman. Ball comes out on top. There's a three-pointer taken by Bumgarner. That's no good, and the rebound comes down to St. Paul. So the Cats have a 3-0 lead over Adams Central, and St. Paul has got the ball back here. This team has lost 9 out of their last 10 ball games. The only win during this stretch was a nice win over Central City, a team that's having a great season so far. Central City's got to Madeline Fosick out here in three-point territory. On the wing down to a Jacobowski. Takes it out on the baseline. A short jumper is up there, no good. Offensive rebound. Following shot is up and in. Gary Sestock with the offensive rebound and the putback. St. Paul is out on top of Adams Central by a score of 5-0. Here's Bumgarner driving the floor at the other end, and she scores. Josie Bumgarner averaging 7.7 points per ball game so far this season. Gets the first field goal for Adams Central. 5-2 is the score. 4 minutes and 54 seconds to play here in the first quarter. There's a Jaramic with a ball now for St. Paul. Moves it down in the corner. That's a Sestock, and a traveling violation is called on Kylie Sestock. That's the third turnover on St. Paul here in the basketball game. Here comes Sarah Brown into the ball game now for Adams Central. Brown is averaging 2.1 points per ball game. She's a 6-foot junior. Head coach Tim Barker. So 5-2 is the score early in the quarterfinals of the Luplan Conference basketball tournament tonight here on 1230 KHIS. Here's Sarah Kruger with the ball in backcourt. Picks up the dribble. Now she's in trouble. Gets the ball away to Jackie Fowler. She brings the ball off the floor and crosses the 10-second line. And now the Patriots will set up in the half-court offense here. Fowler runs it over in the left wing to Kruger. Her shot for three is going to be short, no good. Bumgarner grabs the rebound, but then her foot came down on the end line. And St. Paul will come back the other direction. High school basketball action here tonight on 1230 KHS from the Patriot Gym. 4 minutes and 28 seconds to play in the first quarter. 5-2. St. Paul has got the lead. Cats have the ball. On the near sideline, here's Kyla Wada-Levitz, who's into the ball game now. Wada-Levitz is a 5'7" senior for the Cats. Down in the corner, there's Fosick. Her shot is up and in, a three-pointer. Madeline Fosick knocks down a tray, and the Cats have hit 2 three-pointers. Any two here in the first 4 minutes of the ball game. St. Paul is out on top by a score of 8-2. There's Adam Central on the ball. Kruger goes inside. They get it to Bostock. Bostock throws up a shot. It's going to be knocked out of her hands, and a foul is going to be called. So a ragged start to our quarterfinal basketball game here tonight between the Cats and the Patriots. Personal foul is going to be called here in Sam Jarabic. That's going to be your first foul. Team foul number one on the Wildcats here in the first quarter to play. Going to the free throw line for Adams Central is going to be Carly Bostock. She's just a 48% foul shooter in the season for the Patriots, averaging 6.7 points per ball game. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. She'll get one more. Adams Central hitting 55% of their free throw tosses so far this year, 40% from the field and 30% from three-point territory. Patriots doing the job on the boards, out-rebounding their opposition, 32-21. Next shot is up there. It is good for Kylie Bostock. So see, it's 1 out of 2. That's now an 8-3 ball game. Adams Central, the number 3 seed, trailing the number 6 seed during this quarterfinal matchup here tonight. Bounce pass into the lane to Sestock. She loses control. The scramble is on. 3 players to the deck. Jump ball is going to be called. Arrow pointing in favor of the Patriots, so this will be a turnover on St. Paul. High school basketball action here tonight on 1230 KHIS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. And the ball game now for Adams Central is going to be Rachel Court. Court coming in, a 5'7" sophomore. AC plays it in. The Brown here on the near sideline tries to dribble, loses control, and it goes out of bounds, and the Patriots turn it over for the fourth time here in the first quarter of play. They lose that one into the Adams Central bench down here just to our left. So St. Paul will play things in their offensive zone. Wada-Levitz has got the ball in backcourt. Brings it across the 10-second line, down the near sideline. Wada-Levitz picked up out there by Sarah Kruger. Bounce pass in the lane. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Court. And we got a foul, a whistle back here in backcourt. Now a double dribble violation as the official comes in from the far sideline. Court got the steal. Then she's whistled for the double dribble violation. So 5 turnovers apiece between these two teams. In the first quarter, 3:31 to play. Adams Central trailing by a score of 8-3. Inbounds pass. They get it in and shot is up and in. That's Kylie Sestock scoring there off of the inbound. That's her first field goal of the ball game. 10-3 is the score. St. Paul out on top. They've lost 9 out of their last 10 games. And again, the Patriots turn the ball over. Court, a bounce pass down in the corner. Brittany Wiseman wasn't looking for it. It goes out of bounds. It's going to be the 6th turnover at Adams Central here in the ball game. Court comes out. Back into the ball game now. It's going to be Hannah Fleischer for AC. The score is 10-3. St. Paul is out on top of the Patriots here tonight. Wada-Levitz has got the ball down the near sideline. Wada-Levitz into the offensive zone. Bounce pass to the free throw line. Driving down the lane is Sestock. Shot no good. Offensive rebound, Lucas Savage has it knocked out of her hands out of bounds. And St. Paul will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Elise Keller coming into the ball game now for Adams Central. Keller's a 5'5" sophomore. 3 minutes and 6 seconds to play here in the first quarter. All St. Paul so far. The Cats surprising the homestanding Patriots. It is 10-3. Into the ball game now for St. Paul is going to be Madeline Fosick. She comes in. Coming out of the ball game for the Cats is going to be Sam Jarabic. St. Paul plays things in. There's a Sestock. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Long rebound. Comes out here to Fosick. Keeps it alive. Back on top to Wada-Levitz. Her shot for 3 is up there at in. Tyler Wada-Levitz hits a 3-pointer. That is now a 13-3 ball game. Adams Central trailing here in the contest. There's Wiseman at the other end. Her shot is up and in. Brady Wiseman from just inside the free throw line. Now 13-5. St. Paul has got the lead. 2 minutes and 40 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Madeline Fosick has got the ball. Fosick comes over here on the left side. The ball's going to be tipped and intercepted. Intercepted by Wiseman. She takes off. Drive, shoots, and scores. Wiseman gets the interception and the field goal on the other end. She's got back-to-back field goals. She's got 4 points in the ball game, and the Patriots back within 6. 13-7 is the score. 2:21 to play here in the first quarter. Fosick has got it over here. Picked up by Keller. Bounce pass goes inside to Sestock. Her pass across the line is going to be tipped. The scramble is on. Jump ball is going to be called. Arrow pointing in favor of St. Paul, so it'll stay right here. Bumgarner comes back into the ball game now for Tim Marker. There comes Jackie Fowler back in, and Carly Bostock comes into the ball game for the Patriots. 2 minutes and 12 seconds to play here in the first quarter. St. Paul has hit 3 three-pointers in the opening period of play. They're out on top by a score of 13-7. Cats have the ball. Sestock moves it down in the corner of Wada Levitz. Her pass out on top now. They get it to Megan Turek. Back down in the left corner. Bombs away for three. Bosick's three-pointer is no good. Rebound, Adams Central. Outlet pass by Fowler is going to be tipped and intercepted. Back onto the top of the key. Wada Levitz, a three-pointer. Good. Kyla Wada Levitz knocks down her second three of the ball game. AC with 7 turnovers here in the first quarter of play and make it. Oh, let's see. They're going to give this one to AC as the ball was deflected out of bounds there by Kerry Sestock of St. Paul. So the Cats have surprised the Patriots here in this first quarter. 16-7 is the score. End of the ball game now for Adams Central is going to be Kruger. Brittany Wiseman checks out. Jaden Jacobowski comes into the ball game now for the St. Paul Wildcats. AC will play things in. This is Bumgardner. Comes way out on top. For the basketball out there is going to be Jackie Fowler. He dribbles to the top of the key. Throws up a three shot. Good. Fowler's been hitting 34% of her three-pointers so far this year. She gets her first one to go down here. Adams Central is back within 6 points, 16-10. And now we got a palming violation on the Cats on the right wing. That was Kylie Sestock guilty of the violation. That's 7 turnovers on St. Paul. Adams Central has got 7. The score is 16-10 with a 1:30 left in the first quarter to play the quarterfinals of the Lupine Conference basketball tournament tonight. Here on 1230 KHIS. Fowler, again, right side of the lane. Her shot is up there, no good from three. Long rebound comes out to Fleischer. Fleischer throws one up from 15. Her shot's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to St. Paul. That's Sestock with the rebound. Gary Sestock comes on the near sideline now. Racing back the other way is going to be Fosick. Moves it down in the corner to Wada Levitz. Back out to Fosick on the wing on the left side. Dribbles inside the free throw circle. Puts up a shot from the free throw line. Her shot is up there, no good. Rebound Wada Levitz. She has it knocked loose. She picks her back up. Comes out to Fosick now. Top of the key. Bounce pass right side is intercepted. And now a foul is going to be called. Kruger got the interception, and then she is knocked down into play. And a foul is going to be called here on Madeline Fosick of St. Paul. That's going to be her first. And the ball game now for the Cats. We're going to say Bailey Lucas Savage. Bailey Lucas Savage comes into the ball game now. Sarah Brown comes in for Adams Central, replacing Anna Fleischer. 16-10 is the score. Under a minute to play here in the first period. St. Paul has got the lead. Adams Central has got the ball. Fowler comes over here to Josie Bumgardner. Dumps the ball inside. Grounding the ball in there is going to be Bostock. Has it ripped out of there. And the ball is going to be brought down by Jacobowski. The 8th turnover on Adams Central. We're still in the first quarter to play. Kyla Wada-Levitz with the ball. Jump pass goes to the far side. Sestock, her shot from 10, no good. Gets her own rebound. Goes up the ball. Knocked out of her hands. Picked up on the baseline. And a foul is going to be called down there. Ball picked up by Kerry Sestock. She is fouling the play as she goes up with a shot. Personal is going to be called on Carly Bostock of Adams Central. That's going to be her first. Team foul number one on the Patriots. And that's going to send Sestock to the free throw line now for the St. Paul Wildcats. Just a 30% foul shooter of the season, and her shot is up there. It's going to be good. Carly Sestock gets the field goal to go down there. I check that this is going to be Kerry Sestock. She's a 55% foul shooter. As she nails her first one, she'll get one more. St. Paul is out on top by 7 points here in girls high school basketball tonight. Next shot is up there, rattles out, no good. The ball lost out of bounds. Last touch there by the Cats. Kenzie Lucas-Savage was the last to touch it. So it's now a 17-10 basketball game. St. Paul, a team that is 7-10 in the season, out on top of the 14-4 Adams Central Patriots here tonight in the Lupine Conference basketball tournament. Adams Central trying to inbound the ball, but it's knocked back out of bounds. Sarah Kruger will try it again as she comes to the near sideline. The Carly Bostock. Bostock down to Wiseman. Another 2 to the whistle here, and a foul is going to be called. A foul is going to go on Kerry Sestock of St. Paul. That's going to be her first. Team foul number 2 on the Wildcats here in the first quarter. Adams Central playing things in with 20 seconds to play in the quarter. Kruger will get things in. Center of the floor. That's going to be Wiseman with it. Brings it into the offensive zone. Wiseman, dribble penetration down the right side of the lane. Bounce pass comes over to Kruger. Kruger now to Carly Bostock. Bostock moves to her right. Fires up a shot from 17. Too strong. Rebound comes down to Wada Levitz of the St. Paul Wildcats. She throws up a running 30-footer, and the shot is no good at the buzzer. And that's the end of the first quarter of play. 1 quarter in the books in the girls' quarterfinal matchup here tonight between St. Paul and Adams Central. The Wildcats have the lead. It's St. Paul 17, Adams Central 10.
number one high school team in America is coming to the Heartland Hoops Classic. Oak Hill Academy arrives undefeated, ranked nationally for 31 of the last 39 seasons. And this year they'll face Omaha South, also nationally ranked and the number two team in Nebraska. The Heartland Hoops Classic is February 14th, also featuring Amherst Ravenna, St. Cecilia BDS, Omaha Scott Norfolk Catholic, Aurora GICC, and Elkhorn South Columbus Scopes. Tickets good for all sessions are available at the Heartland Box Office or via Ticketmaster.
The Food Cupboard is the smart shopper's first choice. Food Cupboard is open from 9 to 6 Monday through Saturday across from Good Samaritan Village. Stop in today and find huge discounts on groceries, health and beauty products, cleaning supplies, pet supplies, and general merchandise. At the Food Cupboard, it's the same stuff at half the cost. Food Cupboard now accepts EBT, debit, and credit cards. Located in the old Honda shop at the intersection of Highway 6 and D Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. St. Paul has got the lead over the number three-seeded Adams Central Patriots here in the Hoopla Conference basketball tournament. The score is 17-10 as we start the second quarter. Here's a Josie Bumgardner with the ball out on top to Wiseman. Wiseman will come to the near side. Now the ball's going to be tipped into the backcourt, picked up there by Fosick. He drives, shoots, and scores. Another turnover at Adams Central. Fosick gets the field goal on the other end. It's 9 turnovers on Adams Central so far here in the first half of play. And St. Paul is out to a 9-point lead. 19-10 is the score. Here's a Bostock with the ball. Goes cross-court now, driving for the hole as Fleischer signs up and in. And a Fleischer scoring there for the Patriots. 19-12 now. There's a pass down on the far sideline, down to Sestock. She drives, her shot no good. Ball being tapped around. Scramble is on. Picked up by St. Paul out here. That's a Fosick with the ball. Madeline Fosick keeps it alive. A pass down in the left corner. Jarabic, her shot is up there and in. A three-pointer. Sam Jarabic hitting her second tray of the ball game. She's got six. Has now a 10-point lead for St. Paul, 22-12. St. Paul's been hitting only 24% of their three-pointers so far this year, and they have banged home five so far here in this basketball game against Adams Central. There's Bostock in the lane. Her shot is up there, no good. Rebound Fleischer gets it back out to Bumgarner. Now to Fowler for three. Shot is up there. It's off of the front iron, no good. Rebound comes down here to Kylie Sestock. Sestock gets the ball away. Coming back the other direction is going to be Jarabic down in the left corner. Jacob Bowski has got the ball, drives it into the lane. Her little hook shot is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Bostock of EC. Kylie Bostock. Alan Bass comes on the near sideline. Fowler has got the ball, and she throws the ball out of bounds. Fowler trying to connect with Brittany Wiseman, and she throws it long of the target. 10 turnovers already on the Adams Central basketball team. Here in this first half, it has not been pretty. 6 minutes and 24 seconds to play until halftime. 22-12. St. Paul is out on top of Adams Central here tonight. Cats have the ball, top of the key. Sestock has got it. Ball high above her head, down in the right corner now. With the ball down there is Jarabic. Out of Sestock again. Out of Jarabic. Out here between the circles. Moves it over on the wing on the right side. As St. Paul runs against his man-to-man defense. They're working around to the left side. The ball tipped away. Picked up by Sestock on the baseline. Back out to Carrie Sestock. Back out on the right baseline. Her shot is up there and in. That's Madeline Fosick scoring. She's got 7 points in the ball game, 24-12. As AC playing with a little, if any, life in this basketball game here tonight. Scramble is on back here at the other end. We got a foul going to be called down here. There's three players at the deck scrambling for the loose ball down there. The foul is going to go on Kylie Sestock of St. Paul. That's going to be her first team foul, number three on the Cats. Sarah Kruger into the ball game now for Adams Central, replacing Brittany Wiseman. 24-12. St. Paul is trailing. Or actually, St. Paul has got the lead over Adams Central tonight. AC beat this team earlier in the season, 50-48 in St. Paul. Three-pointer by Josie Bumgardner. There's Hannah Fleischer with the ball out on top now. Dribbling is going to be Kruger. Bounce pass to the far side is going to be deflected away from Emily Crable, and the ball is picked up here by St. Paul. Bounce pass goes inside as Sestock and shot is up and in. Carrie Sestock scoring. She has now got 5 points in the ball game, and St. Paul raising some eyebrows in this one. 26-12 is the score. It's a 14-point lead for the Cats. There's a Fowler. She launches up a three-pointer. That was going to be short, no good. And the rebound comes down to a Jarabic. Sam Jarabic with the ball, running back the other way for St. Paul. Brings it back to the center of the floor. Down in the corner, Fosick, shot for three. Good again.
Madeline Fosick knocks down a three-pointer. She's got 10 points here in the first half, and it's 29-12. And finally, Tim Barker calls a timeout. It's raining three balls here tonight. We've got a timeout from Adams Central here in the first quarter of play. Timeout brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy. They're located at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings. Call 462-4600. Back with more after this.
The most important feature in a window is trust. So go with a name you know. Anderson, the time-proven choice found in more homes than any other. And Anderson is the brand rated by builders as the most weathertight, highest quality, and most durable. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson, the most trusted name in windows. Available from Square Deal Lumber and Holstein. BuySquareDeal.com or call them at 402-756-5881.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Patriots gym at Adams Central. St. Paul has hit 6 three-pointers here in the first half of play. Juana Levis has got 2. Madeline Fosick, she's got a couple of three-pointers. And Sam Durabic, she's got 2. So 6 three-pointers for St. Paul, a team that's been hitting 24% from beyond the arc all season long. And they've come out here and knocked down 6 here in this first half against Adams Central. And the Wildcats, the number 6-seeded team here in the Lupine Conference basketball tournament, out on top of the 3rd-seeded Adams Central Patriots. Adams Central hosting the semifinals and the finals on the Friday and Saturday nights. They're hoping to get there, but right now they're trailing by 17 points here in the second quarter with 4 minutes and 45 seconds to play. Here's Sarah Brown from the elbow. Her shot is up and in. Sarah Brown knocks one down there for Adams Central. That's now a 29-14 ball game. We'll see if that ignites the Patriots. They've been playing with little, if any, life so far here in this basketball game. Here's Durabic, and a traveling violation is on Durabic. 8 turnovers now in St. Paul. Adams Central has turned the ball over 11 times. Now the Patriots can come back and try to slice into this lead. St. Paul will pick up AC right at the 10-second line. Fowler will bring the ball back now for Adams Central. She trots it in the offensive zone, dribbles it to the top of the key, spins, goes to Sarah Brown over to Kruger now. Kruger at the free throw line, stops there, bounce pass down low. The Crable shot's going to be blocked out of bounds. Nice block there by Sestock. That's a carry Sestock for St. Paul getting the block. That's going to be your 12th block of the 2014-2015 season. Adams Central playing things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Crable goes down in the corner. Fowler has got it. Puts it on the floor, dribbles to her left. St. Paul is in a man-to-man defense here. Back outside, that's a court with a ball. Back down to the right corner to Crable. Crable comes out here to Sarah Kruger, drives down the right side of the lane to the baseline. Her shot is up there, no good, but she's hacked in the arm, and a foul is going to be called here on the Cats. Personal foul is going to go on St. Paul at the 3:56 mark. That's going to go on Sam Durabic. That's going to be her second personal foul, team foul number 5 on St. Paul. AC's got just 1 team foul so far here in this first half of play. Sarah Kruger to the free throw line. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Adams Central now 1 out of 3 on free throws so far in this basketball game. Kruger is a 45% foul shooter in the season. He is now 15 out of 34 from the charity stripe. 29-14, Adams Central trailing in this basketball game to St. Paul. Kruger's next shot is up there. The shot is going to be short. In fact, it does not draw iron. And St. Paul will play things in here in the backcourt. Wiseman comes back into the ball game now for Adams Central. Jackie Fowler will come to the bench. So Adams Central was cruising along here until they got to this Lou Platte Conference basketball tournament. They have won 5 games in a row. There's a St. Paul driving the baseline, and they stepped out of bounds. They're taking the ball to the hole, and they stepped out of bounds down there. That was Bailey Lucas Savage. It'll be a turnover on St. Paul. That's their 9th of the ball game. 29-14 is the score. Adams Central trailing by 15 points here in this basketball game. There's Brittany Wiseman. Goes over to Kruger. Free throw line extended left side. Kruger dribbles left to right across the top of the key. Bounce pass inside to Sarah Brown. Down to court to Crable. Back on top now. Dribbling down the lane. It's going to be Wiseman all the way to the bucket. Her shot is up and in. Brittany Wiseman now with 3 field goals and 6 points in the ball game. Adams Central back within 13 points, 29-16. There's a pass down the floor to Turek. Her shot is up there. It's going to be good. Adams Central applying pressure in backcourt. St. Paul breaks it easily. Megan Turek gets her first field goal of the ballgame. That makes it 31-16. St. Paul has got the lead. There's a Sarah Kruger with the ball. High right side. Comes out to Wiseman, top of the key. Wiseman moves to her left. Bounce pass goes to Sarah Brown in the lane. Draws some contact, and the foul is going to be called here on Kylie Sestock. Sestock picks up her second personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 5 on the Wildcats here in the first half. And now Sarah Brown goes to the free throw line for Adams Central. 9 out of 17 from the free throw line this year for Brown. Her shot is up there and in. Sarah Brown will get one more. She was fouled in the act of shooting. Here comes Hannah Fleischer back into the ballgame now for Adams Central. Bumgardner comes in. Sydney Lucas-Savage into the ballgame now for the St. Paul Wildcats. And Kinsey Lucas-Savage will check out. 31-17. Adams Central down by 14 points. Next shot by Brown is up there. Ronald's out. No good. Rebound is loose. Fleischer grabs the ball. Keeps it alive here for the Patriots. Out to Bumgardner. Down to a Brittany Wiseman on the dribble. Moves it to the right side of the lane. She goes down in the corner. That's going to be Crable with the ball. Back to Wiseman and a traveling violation. She was knocked off balance there on the low block. Right side of the lane. And she's whistled for the traveling violation. So the Patriots give it right back here to the St. Paul Wildcats with 2:44 to play here in the second quarter from the Patriots gym at AC tonight. St. Paul with the ball. There's a Kerry Sestock. Brings it across the 10-second line. As they move it down the right baseline, that's going to be Megan Turek with the ball. Bounce pass down low. Sydney Lucas-Savage having problems with it. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be St. Paul ball. Last touch by Adams Central as they deny that pass down there. So St. Paul will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. This is going to be Bailey Lucas-Savage inbounding the ball out to Turek. Turek comes across the top to Wanda Levitz. Back down in the corner. Shot is taken by Lucas-Savage. No good. Long rebound. Picked up here by Wanda Levitz. Her shot for three is good. Hope they just give her a two-point field goal there by Kyla Wanda Levitz. And now it's a 34-17 ball game as Adams Central has had the score doubling on here. There's a jumper by Brittany Wiseman. It's going to be up and in. A short 10-footer by Wiseman in the lane. She's now got 8 points. St. Paul has the basketball knocked out of bounds on the far sideline as they brought the ball off the floor. 2:03 to play the girls' quarterfinal round of the Luplan Conference basketball tournament tonight. St. Paul out on top of Adams Central by a score of 34-19 after leading 17-10 after the first quarter. There's Wanda Levitz. Wanda Levitz down on the baseline. Her shot is up there as good, and she's fouling the play. Kerry Sestock gets the field goal to go down there for St. Paul, and she is fouling the play. She'll go to the free throw line and try to make this a 3-point play. So Kerry Sestock hitting her third field goal of the ball game. She's now got 7 points in the ball game. Personal foul goes on Bostock. That's going to be her second. Carly checks out. Kerry Sestock going to the free throw line. She's 1 out of 2 so far tonight from the stripe. Her shot is up there. It's good. 37-19. Adams Central trailing here in girls high school basketball in the quarterfinals of the Luplan Conference Tournament. The number 6-seeded team put a number on the third rank for the third-seeded team. Here's Sarah Brown driving for the basket, and she's going to be pushed from behind. And a foul here is going to go on St. Paul. Brown will go to the free throw line now for Adams Central. The personal foul is going to be whistled on Sydney Lucas-Savage. That's going to be her first foul. Sarah Brown back to the free throw line, 1 of 2 so far tonight. Shot is up there, and the shot is around the rim and down. She'll get one more. Sarah Brown, a 52% foul shooter in the season, coming into the ball game tonight. Adams Central is a team hitting 55%. Sarah Brown's next free throw is up there. It's going to be good. 37-21. The Patriots down by 16 here in this first half. Here's Turek with the ball. Free throw line extended left side. Out to Wanda Levitz. Drives it. Gives it down to Turek in the corner. Shot is up there. No good. Rebound here by Brown. Sarah Brown has got the ball for Adams Central. Gets it away to Brittany Wiseman. Long pass ahead. Flasher has got the ball. Back out to Wiseman for three. Shot is up there. Short. No good. Flasher with a rebound. She's tied up on the play, and a jump ball is going to be called here. Arrow pointing in favor of St. Paul. So the Cats will play things in here in backcourt. Flasher comes out of the ball game. Rachel Court comes in now for Adams Central. Also checking in for St. Paul is going to be Taya Jarabic. Jarabic comes in, and Wanda Levitz checks out. 1:26 to play. Girls high school basketball tonight. St. Paul has got the lead. The score is 37-21. There's Lucas-Savage with the ball. Feeds it down low. The ball is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Court. That's the 10th turnover now on St. Paul in the ball game. Adams Central comes back the other way. Wiseman around the defender, goes for the goal, and she's fouled in the play as she goes up for the shot. Brittany Wiseman will go to the free throw line now for Adams Central. Personal foul is called in the Cats with a minute and 7 seconds to play here in the second quarter. That's Taya Jarabic picking up the personal foul. That's going to be her first. So Wiseman to the free throw line for AC. She's got 8 points in the ball game. Her first free throw of the night is up there, just barely draws iron. It's no good. Score remains at 37-21. St. Paul's got a 16-point lead over Adams Central tonight in the girls' quarterfinal round of the Luplan Conference Tournament. Next shot by Wiseman is off the left side, no good, and the rebound comes down to St. Paul. Sydney Lucas-Savage with a rebound. Down the right sideline to Jarabic. She loses control of the ball out of bounds. Taya Jarabic losing the ball out of bounds. That's the 11th turnover on the St. Paul Wildcats here in the first half. Adams Central has got 11. Patriots are down by 16 points. Under a minute to play. Here in the first half, there's a Fowler dribbling the ball down the lane. Down to Rachel Court. Over on the far sideline to Bumgarner. Out to Brittany Wiseman. Back inside to Bumgarner. Shot is up and in. Jesse Bumgarner gets her second field goal of the ball game. She's got 4 points. 37-23. Adams Central trailing in the ball game. Lucas Savage is double-teamed on the far side, and now St. Paul wants to call a timeout. Lucas Savage was trapped just across the 10-second line on the far sideline. They save the possession. They call the timeout. Brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy of Hastings, located at 405 East 14th Street. We'll be back with more after this.
Val and Joel say, let's make a deal. At Kirshner's Auto Corner, they're replacing some of their rental cars. So come on in and make a great buy at Kirshner's Auto Corner, Colorado and South Street in Hastings, and online, kirshnersautocorner.com.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-buy your first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball action here tonight on 1230 KHAS in the Patriot Gym at Adams Central. The St. Paul Wildcats out on top of AC tonight, 37-23. Quarterfinals of the Luplan Conference Basketball Tournament tonight. Lucas Savage takes the ball down at a short baseline to Sydney Lucas Savage. Her shot is going to be short, no good. Bumgarner with a rebound. Bumgarner gets it away to Brittany Wiseman. 25 seconds to play here in the first half. Fowler has got the ball, dribbles into the paint. Goes off to Bumgarner, and then she throws the ball out of bounds on the far sideline. Turnover number 12 on Adams Central. Madeline Fosick comes back into the ball game. Here comes Jaden Jacobowski in now for the Cats. Going on is going to be Jarabic, and also going on is going to be Lucas Savage. So now 19 seconds to play. Here in the second quarter, Adams Central trailing by 14, 37-23, and St. Paul throws the ball away with 14 seconds to play. That's a Fosick, and she just throws a baseball pass down the right side of the lane. It goes whistling by everybody out of bounds. Turnover number 12 on the Cats. There's Brittany Wiseman back now for Adams Central. 9 seconds. Wiseman stops to the top of the key. Throws it over here to Fowler. Gets away. Throws up a 10-footer off of the baseline. A shot no good. Down for the rebound. Brought down by Quarter. Shot no good, and that's the end of the first half of play. A very ragged first half, and not very good for Adams Central. Patriots have turned the ball over 12 times and are shooting poorly from the field here tonight. And the St. Paul Wildcats have got the lead over AC at halftime. It's St. Paul 37, Adams Central 23. You're listening to girls high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHIS.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings, or online at huskerpowerproducts.com.
During my 23 years at Mary Lanning, I think many of the patients became my personal friends, and you can't do that in a big city.
I think it is the philosophy that Mr. and Mrs. Lanning left when they made the hospital. It's a philosophy where you work for the good of the patient. That's what you're trying to do.
It's about continuing to have a caring staff that provides very competent care, and I think that that's just continued on.
I think the Common Core
that doesn't change is how we treat patients as a person.
I'm proud to have contributed to part of the history and hopefully carrying on the legacy and the values.
We all feel proud that we have been a part of that history.
Celebrating 100 years of inspired care. Mary Lanning Healthcare.
1230 KHAS.
Back at the Patriots Gym at Adams Central tonight. You're listening to the quarterfinals of the Luplack Conference Basketball Tournament on 1230 KHAS. St. Paul surprising Adams Central 37-23 here at the break. St. Paul, the number 6 seed coming in here. Adams Central, the number 3 seed. The Cats jumped on the Patriots early, led 17-10 at the end of the first quarter, and right now they have a 37-23 advantage over AC. Winner moves on to play tomorrow night at 8 o'clock in the semifinals of this tournament against either Centura or Arcadia Loop City. That game is going on tonight at Centura High School. Upper half of the bracket tonight has Kearney Catholic playing Wood River at 7 o'clock tonight in Kearney. Then Ord is playing Ravenna in Ord tonight. So the Kearney Catholic Wood River winner will play the Ord Ravenna winner tomorrow night at 8 o'clock in the new gym here at Adams Central. At 8 o'clock in the old gym, it will be the Adams Central St. Paul winner against the Centura Arcadia Loop City winner. Championship game is set for Saturday at 6 o'clock here at Adams Central. So the Patriots will be hosting the semifinals and the finals here this year for both the boys and girls. Boys quarterfinal round is also going on tonight. With all the snow problems we had this week, we're kind of backed up in this tournament. So the boys and girls will be playing three days straight, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, if you're fortunate to win tonight. On the boys' side of things, Adams Central will play Arcadia Loop City. That'll be our second ball game tonight at 8 o'clock. Also tonight on the boys' side of the Luplack Conference Tournament, you've got Ravenna at home against Kearney Catholic tonight. Ord is at home to take on Donovan Trumbull. And we've got Wood River at home playing Gibbon tonight. The semifinal is going to be played tomorrow night. 6:15 will be one semifinal. That will be in the new gym. The other one will be at 6:15 in the old gym. So semifinals are going on both at the same time in two separate gyms here at Adams Central tomorrow night. So they've kind of had to change things around. That's the way the tournament structure is going to look. Adams Central will host the boys' championship game at 4 o'clock on Saturday afternoon in the new gym. We're at halftime. Girls' quarterfinal matchup here tonight. We'll take a break with the score. St. Paul 37, Adams Central 23. You're listening to the Luplack Conference Tournament on 1230 KHAS.
Mobile Capture, the new, easy, completely secure way to deposit a check at Five Points Bank. The better bank.
I don't have to come to the bank to make a deposit. I have Five Points Bank mobile capture on my smartphone. I just take a picture of the front and back of the check, and it's in my account.
To get mobile capture, log into your Five Points Bank account. Then select mobile capture enrollment, or call customer service to get enrolled. Mobile capture, from the banking technology leader, Five Points Bank.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Lowe back here at the Patriot Gym. Halftime, St. Paul is out on top of Adams Central in girls high school play. The score is 37-23. Checking the scoring in the first half, St. Paul got 10 points from Madeline Posick. Posick knocked down a couple of three-pointers in the first half, two-point field goals, and she's got 10 points on the board. Kyla Wadalevitz, she's got 8 points. Wadalevitz has hit two threes and a two-pointer for her 8 points. Carrie Sestock has got 3 two-point field goals, and she is 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. She's got 8 points here in the first half. Sam Jarabic has nailed a couple of trays for 6 points. Also scoring in the first half for St. Paul was Megan Turek. She's got a field goal for two. And Kylie Sestock, she's got a field goal for two. St. Paul is hitting two out of three from the free throw line here in the first 16 minutes of playing time. Adams Central, they're being led so far by Brittany Wiseman. Wiseman has got 8 points in the ball game. Wiseman has got 4 2-point field goals in this ball game. She's 0 of 2 from the free throw line. Sarah Brown, she's got a field goal, and she is 3 out of 4 from the line for 5 points. Josie Baumgartner has got a couple of field goals for 4. Jackie Fowler has got a 3-point field goal for 3. Anna Fleischer has got a field goal for 2. And Carly Bostock, she is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line, 1 point. Adams Central, 4 out of 10 from the free throw line in the first half of play. So not too many things went right for AC. And head coach Tim Barker here in the first half. The Patriots trailed 17-10 at the end of the first quarter. Now trailing 37-23 at halftime as St. Paul has got the lead in the ball game here tonight. High school basketball action continues tomorrow night here on 1230 KHAS. We'll jump to the Hastings High Tiger Gym tomorrow as Columbus will take on Hastings High in a girls-boys basketball doubleheader. We'll have the action for you tomorrow night here on 1230 KHIS. Airtime tomorrow is scheduled for 5:45. The girls' game will go at 6, and the boys' game will go at 7:30. We'll have continuing coverage of the Lou Platt Conference basketball tournament on Friday and Saturday. That'll be on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR. Halftime here in the girls' high school basketball game tonight from the Lou Platt Conference tournament. We'll take a break with the score St. Paul 37, Adams Central 23. You're listening to High School Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
If you're in the market to buy or sell a home, Newview Real Estate is the perfect solution. Listen to one of their satisfied customers.
We just purchased our new home from Newview Real Estate in Hastings, and I am so glad that we did. Ann, Dana, and Connie were amazing to work with, and I would recommend these ladies to anyone looking to buy or sell a home. They are reliable and professional and are just wonderful to work with.
Hi, this is Ann Halbert with Newview Real Estate in Hastings. If we can be of any service to you too, please give us a call at 462-9111. We're located at 1239 North Burlington, and we look forward to meeting you soon.
Yep, traffic again. You've sat in it like a zillion times. But this time, why don't you mix it up with a Pepsi? Yeah? Sounds nice, doesn't it? Aw, yeah. Jams aren't so bad with the cool cola flow. Look at that cabbie waving at you. Ah, what a friendly guy.
Hey,
whoa, check out that orange cone. It's like sunshine. Pepsi always gives you the green light on total enjoyment. And now, you're experiencing a whole world of refreshment. Without moving at all. Pepsi. Live for now.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, high school basketball action here tonight on 1230 KHAS. Lou Platt Conference basketball tournament. Quarterfinal round. Adams Central trailing the St. Paul Wildcats by 14 points here at halftime. Adams Central has trailed by as many as 17 here in the ball game. Now the Patriots will have a lot of wood to chop here in the second half if they get into the semifinals tomorrow night. AC's got the opening possession here in the third quarter. Wiseman has got the ball, dribbles it inside the lane, throws up a 10-footer. The shot's off of the front iron, no good. Rebound comes down here to Sestock. Ari Sestock with a rebound for St. Paul. Dribbles it, now gets it to a Fosick. Into the forecourt now to Jurovic. Jurovic skip pass, cross court, intercepted. 13th turnover on St. Paul. The ball is intercepted here by Fowler. AC gets the ball back into the forecourt to Baumgartner. Bounce pass outside down to Brittany Wiseman. Dribbles it down the right side of the lane. Bounce pass goes down in the corner. Baumgartner has got it. Holds it. Comes out now to Fowler. Jackie Fowler back down in the corner. Wide open Baumgartner. Shot for three. No good. Rebound loose and it's brought down here by Sestock. Ali Sestock with a rebound. Gets it ahead down to Fosick into the forecourt to Jacobowski. Drives her shot. Knocked out of her hands. A scramble is on. Jump ball is called. Arrow pointing in favor of St. Paul. So the Cats will play things in. 7 minutes and 4 seconds to play Here in quarter number three, Adams Central is trailing St. Paul tonight by a score of 37-23. There's St. Paul with the ball deep in the right corner. That's a Jurovic with it. Not on top now. Back to Jurovic on the right side. Her three-pointer is put up there. It's going to be no good. Offensive rebound. Follow shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Sestock. Rebound goes to the far side. It's picked up there by Brittany Wiseman of Adams Central. Wiseman gets the ball in the hands of Fowler, now to Bumgardner, 25 feet away from the basket. Comes across the top to Fleischer, drives it down the left side of the lane. Back out to Fowler for three. Shot is up there. It's good. Jackie Fowler knocks down her second three-pointer of the ball game. She's got 6 points, and Adams Central is back to within 11 now. 37-26 early in the third quarter. Here's a Fosick with the ball, drives between a couple of defenders, loses control of the ball. Scramble is on in the lane. 2-3 players at the deck. Jump ball is going to be called. Arrow pointing in favor of the Patriots and a turnover. St. Paul turns it over for the 14th time here in this basketball game. Coming out of the ball game now is going to be Bostock. Fleischer comes in. And now we've got a timeout called. A timeout's going to be called here with 6 minutes and 21 seconds to play in the third quarter. The timeout brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy of Hastings. We'll be back with more after this.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of broadband internet, computer services, security systems, telephone systems, and more. Glenwood is set apart from other providers with their 97% exceptional customer satisfaction service. Friend Glenwood on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Patriots gym at Adams Central. The score is now 37-26. Adams Central down by 11 points. Patriots have the ball following the St. Paul turnover. Bounce pass down in the corner to Brittany Wiseman. Drives the baseline. Comes out to Fleischer. Out on top, that's Bumgardner with the ball. Bumgardner sent to the right wing to Fowler. Down in the corner to Sarah Brown, who's into the ball game. She dribbles to her left. The ball is knocked out of her hands. It's picked up by Wiseman on the far sideline. Wiseman down to Bumgardner. Circles around. Drives it down the right side of the lane. Now to Fleischer. Outside the three-point ring now to Jackie Fowler. Her defense falls down. Here's a shot from three by Fowler. Is no good. Rebound comes down to Sestock. Kylie Sestock and throws the ball away. She brings it to the 10-second line and throws it to the far sideline. Jurovic wasn't looking for it, or she couldn't catch up with the ball, and it goes sailing out of bounds. Turnover number 15 in the ball game for St. Paul. 37-26. Adams Central trailing here in the basketball game tonight. Patriots have the ball. Here's a Hannah Fleischer now. High left side, cross-court pass goes to Bumgardner, now to Fowler. Brings it back to a Brittany Wiseman, dribbles once, entry pass to Fleischer, dribbles it down the lane, the ball is knocked loose. It's picked up here, now it's lost to the near sideline, it goes out of bounds. Adams Central ball. St. Paul had her hands on it there. Jacobowski had it, and then she lost control of it, she fell down, and it goes trickling out of bounds here on the near sideline. So St. Paul turns it away for the 16th time here in the ball game. And now Jacobowski a little slow, she's a little bit shaken up. She'll have to come out of the ballgame. Now the Wada Levitz comes back into the ballgame now for the Cats. 5 minutes and 19 seconds to play in the third quarter. St. Paul has got the lead. The score is 37-26. There's Brittany Wiseman. Stops at the top of the key. Bounce pass goes inside. That's going to be Bostock. She tries to send it down in a low block. It's off of the fingertips of Sarah Kruger out of bounds. 13 turnovers in Adams Central. St. Paul has got 16. The score is 37-26. Adams Central down by 11 here in the third quarter. We played about 3 minutes here in the second half. Wada Levitz cross-court pass to Jurovic. Her shot with three is up there, no good. Rebound, Wada Levitz. St. Paul doing the job on the boards here tonight. Entry pass to get it inside, twisting and turning. A shot is up there, no good by Sestock. Now a rebound to Sarah Brown. Sarah Brown gets it away. We got some contact made in backcourt. The foul is going to be called. Traveling violation is going to be called on Carly Bostock. Bostock has whistled for the extra steps. So on the turnover, St. Paul will play things in off of the far sideline. 4 minutes and 47 seconds to play. Here in the third quarter, the quarterfinal game of the Lupine Conference basketball tournament tonight. The score is 37-26. St. Paul out on top of Adams Central here tonight. Madeline Fosick has got the ball for St. Paul around the screen. Moves it to the right side of the lane. Stops there. Bounce pass goes inside the free throw circle. Now to Sestock. Drives it against Brown. The ball knocked loose and is picked up here by Kruger. Turnover number 17 in St. Paul. Adams Central is back. Fowler Bounce pass goes down to Court, and she was stepping out of bounds. Court receives the pass, but as soon as she got it, she steps out of bounds underneath the basket. 15 turnovers in Adams Central, 17 for St. Paul. 37-26 is like nobody wants to win this thing. There's a Wanda Levitz with the ball. Wanda Levitz in backcourt. Goes to Sestock. Down to Wobbling Levitz again on the far sideline. Nearly palms the basketball. Now it's knocked out of her hands, out of bounds, and it's going to be St. Paul ball. Knocked out of her hands there by Jackie Fowler. 4:09 to play here in the third quarter. 37-26 is the score. Adams Central down by 11. Madeline Fosick has got it out here in three-point territory. She works against Keller. Fosick dribbles to her left. Now reverses the ball. Gets it to a Sestock down low. There's a shot taken by Wanda Levitz. It's going to be no good. She gets her own rebound, and the ball is ripped out of her hands there by Fowler. Fowler has got the ball for Adams Central. A long pass ahead. Brown has got it. Now to Keller. Drives it into the lane. Back out to Fowler. Left-sided Kruger dribbles inside. A 10-footer is put up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Adams Central cannot buy a field goal during this basketball game tonight. Fosick has got the ball. Winds away up to four. All the way to the goal. A shot is up and in. Madeline Fosick now with 12 points in the ball game for St. Paul. She's been averaging 7.8 on the season. St. Paul is back onto a 13-point lead, 39-26. Kruger drives the baseline toward the goal, and she's going to be fouled in the play. A foul is going to be called here on the Kylie Sestock. That's going to be your third. Team foul number one on the Cats here in the third quarter of play. Sarah Kruger to the free throw line for Adams Central. A 45% foul shooter in the season. She is 0 out of 2 so far tonight. Kruger's free throw is up there and good. Adams Central in the first half at only 4 out of 10 from the free throw line. It's now 39-27. Adams Central trailing by a dozen here in this third period. Trying to get a berth in the semifinals of this tournament tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. There's the next shot. It's up there. It's going to be good. So Sarah Kruger knocks down a pair of free throws. Winner of this ball game will play the winner of the game going on tonight between Centura and Arcadia Loop City. Centura is the number 2 seed here in the tournament. There's a pass to the wing. It's lost out of bounds and another turnover in St. Paul. That was a Megan Turek losing the ball out of bounds there for St. Paul. Turnover number 18. So the Patriots have a chance to slice into the lead. It's 39-28. Here's Sarah Brown left open in 3-point territory. Now to Keller down the lane. She's double teamed. Takes it back down to the right sideline to Kruger. Down to Fowler. Spins at the elbow. Drives it down the right side of the lane. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Carrie Sestock. Sestock has got it now for the St. Paul Wildcats. Bounce pass goes over to a Fulsick. She gets around Fowler into the forecourt. Feeds it to the far side. There's a three-pointer thrown up there. Good. Kind of Wanda Levitz throws down her third three-pointer of the basketball game. She has got 11 points here in the contest. That is the seventh three-pointer that St. Paul is throwing up in this contest tonight. 42-28. Adams Central down by 14. Here's Keller with the ball inside the free throw circle. Gives it up to Fowler. Long three. Shot good. Jackie Fowler's got 3 3-pointers in the ball game. She's got 9 points. So two teams trade 3-pointers here on back-to-back possessions. We're nearing the 2-minute mark of this third quarter. It's now a 42-31 ball game. Adams Central is down by 11 points. Turek with the ball. Turek bounce pass now to Wanda Levitz. She drives it to the free throw line, throws it to the far side. 3-pointers put up there again. Madeline Fosick hits the 3-ball. She's got 15. That's the 8th 3-pointer now for St. Paul in his basketball game. 45-31. Cats with a 14-point lead. St. Paul's only been averaging 37 points per ball game this year. Here's Adams Central on the ball. Fowler dribbles it to the elbow, left side of the lane. Comes out between the rings now. That's Court with the ball. Court comes over to Sarah Kruger. Bounce pass inside. It can be deflected away from Keller. Ball is brought down by Fosick as she drives it back the other way. She loses control of the ball. It's picked up by Kruger with a minute and 25 seconds to play. Kruger comes to Fowler, and she has it knocked out of her hands out of bounds. Here comes 7 new players into the ball game now. 5 for Adams Central and 2 for St. Paul. A minute and 21 seconds to play. We are in the third quarter of play. It's 45-31. Adams Central is trailing here in the basketball game. Patriots did not get off to a good start tonight. Trailed 17-10 after the first quarter. There's a bounce pass by Wiseman. It's going to be deflected. The ball is to the corner. Now we got a traveling violation on St. Paul. Going down the hardwood to grab the ball was Carrie Sestock. She fell down. A traveling violation is called in Sestock. Turnover number 20 on St. Paul. Adams Central has got 16. 45-31. That'll be one of the better high school girls basketball games I have seen this year. Here's the inbounds pass deflected, but it's picked up by AC on the far sideline. Bumgarner has got the ball. Dribble penetration. Stops and pops from 10. Shot's going to be too strong. No good. Foul call on the rebound. Carly Bostock is going to be the guilty party. That's going to be your third. Three fouls on Bostock. Team foul number one on the Patriots here in the second half of play. End of the ball game now for St. Paul for the first time. We're going to see Samantha Pullen. Savannah Pullen coming into the ball game. A 5'8" junior for the Cats. A minute to play here in the third quarter. St. Paul has got a 14-point lead. There's a pass deflected. It is loose. It goes out of bounds. That's going to be St. Paul ball. Brittany Wiseman nearly got her hands on it there for the Adams Central Patriots. So it'll be St. Paul playing things in. Here on the near sideline, 56 seconds to play. In quarter number three, it's a 45-31 ball game. Adams Central is trailing by 14 points here in this one. There's a Kinsey Lucas Savage with the ball. Now to Wanda Levitz out here in three-point territory. Wanda Levitz goes over to Jarabic. Jarabic picked up over here by Bumgarner of Adams Central. Jarabic dribbling the ball, takes it down on the baseline, stops there, looking to get rid of it. She does. That's going to be Lucas Savage with the ball. Lucas Savage, her pass is going to be tipped loose, but a foul is going to be called. That's going to go on Wiseman, and she knocks down Wanda Levitz. Brittany Wiseman picks up her first personal foul, team foul number two on the Patriots. 36.4 seconds to play now here in the third quarter. St. Paul continues to lead by 14. There's a pass off of the right baseline, and a shot by Lucas Savage is no good. Gets her own rebound, shoots and scores. Kenzie Lucas Savage missed the first one, got her own rebound and scores. 47-31. Adams Central trailing by 16 here with 20 seconds to play in the third quarter. There's a free throw line jumper put up and in by Bostock. Riley Bostock down with 3 points in the ball game. Here's St. Paul with the ball. Wanda Levitz, right-handed dribble across the timeline. Dribbles down the right side of the lane. Stops there. Bounce pass in the lane. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Crable. Turnover number 21 on St. Paul. Bounce pass comes inside to Bostock. Her shot is up there. It's good at the buzzer. And that's how the third quarter ends. Maybe that will give the Patriots a little boost here going into the fourth and final quarter. They'll need it. St. Paul has got the lead after three. St. Paul 47. Adams Central 35.
Gary Michaels Clothiers in downtown Hastings and Kearney is cleaning out all remaining fall and winter inventory. Stop now and take 50% off all seasonal dress shirts, pants, suits, and sports coats. Entire stock of neckties, half off. Sportswear by Tommy Bahama, Enroe, Forsyth, Gunner, and Buck. 50% off. 50% off all wool top coats, wool car coats, and all remaining leather jackets. Ladies, 50% off all seasonal ladies' clothing and select Brighton is half off. Stock up and save at Gary Michaels Clothiers, downtown Hastings and Kearney.
Are you tired of being just another number waiting in line to get your prescriptions filled? Hi, this is Scott Kirkegaard, owner of Crozier Park Pharmacy in Hastings, and I would like to invite you to experience our personal service. At Crozier Park Pharmacy, we have speedy service, free mail order, and free delivery in the Hastings area. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. We are located at 405 East 14th Street by Crozier Park. For more information, call 462-4600, and I hope to have the opportunity to help you with your pharmacy needs soon.
1230 KHAS.
Well, we head to the fourth and final quarter here tonight on 1230 KHAS, the girls' quarterfinal matchup in the Loop Line Conference Tournament. St. Paul surprising Adams Central tonight, 47-35. We've got the boys' game coming up next between Adams Central and Arcadia Loop City as they meet for the second time here this season. Here's St. Paul with the ball out here in three-point territory. That's going to be a drama getting the ball away. She was a double team, hands it away to Fosick. Now the ball is knocked loose, and we got a foul called here as the three players went scrambling after the ball right here at the 10-second line, and the foul is going to be called on Fosick. Madeline Fosick picks up her second personal foul for St. Paul. That's going to be team foul number two on the Cats. So Adams Central now with a chance to cut the lead down here. It's a 12-point game right now at 47-35. St. Paul is led by as many as 17 here in the ball game. There's a Bostock with the ball right inside the free throw line. Her shot is up there. It's going to be too strong. No good. Rebound to the far side. Sestock grabs the ball for St. Paul. Sestock gets the ball away to a Jarabic down the right sideline. Jacobowski has got it. Jacobowski out here to Fosick. Her long three is put up there. No good. Long rebound. It comes out to Hannah Fleischer. Fleischer gets into the hands of Wiseman into the forecourt. Now to Bumgarner. Drives the ball. Knocked loose. It's on the baseline. It goes out of bounds. That's going to be Adams Central ball. Last touchdown down there by Terry Sestock of St. Paul. It'll be Adams Central playing it in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Bumgarner gets into the free throw line. Flasher's shot's going to be short, no good. Rebound loose. The scramble is on again in the corner. Jump ball is going to be called. Another jump ball here. This one is going to be in favor of Adams Central, so the Patriots will get to play things in. 7 minutes and 9 seconds to play in the basketball game. St. Paul surprising Adams Central tonight, 47-35. The Patriots are sitting at 14-4 on the season. Inbounds pass is going to be mishandled there by Flasher and a turnover on Adams Central. 17 turnovers in the basketball game now for the Patriots. St. Paul has got 21. Cats have got the lead. Madeline Fosick drives it down the right side of the lane to the goal. She goes and her shot is up and in. Brittany Wiseman just fell down and kind of gave up on the play as Fosick took it down the right side of the lane and scores. She's got 17 in the ball game. St. Paul is out on top now by 14 points. There's a Bumgarner with the ball. Angles in from the right wing. Gets it back out. Here's a Fowler. Shot for three is no good. Rebound comes down to a Sestock. Sestock gets it away now to Sam Durabic. Right-handed dribble across the timeline. Durabic goes down in the corner. Jacobowski circles around down the lane. Shot is up there. No good. Rebound Adams Central. The Bostock has it knocked out of her hands, and a foul is going to be called. Nope, they say it was just last touch there by Madeline Fosick of the St. Paul Wildcats. So Adams Central will play things in. 6 minutes and 19 seconds to play. The winner gets either second-seeded Centura or Arcadia Loop City coming up tomorrow night at 8 o'clock here at Adams Central. That game will be in the old gym here as they will utilize both gyms tomorrow for the semifinals and the finals. Anna Fleischer shines up and as he drives it down the left side of the lane. She's now got 4 points in the ball game. It's now a 49-37 ball game. Patriots trailing by a dozen here in the contest. Here's Jarabic with the ball down the right side. Jarabic being guarded there by Bumgarner. Bounce pass goes inside, and the shot is up and in. Terry Sestock scoring. That's her fourth field goal of the ball game. She's got 10 points. St. Paul out on top by a score of 51-37. They have used 8 3-pointers here against Adams Central to claim this lead. There's a Jackie Fowler looking to penetrate. Can't do it. Against Fosick. Back outside to Bumgarner. Her pass down low is going to be mishandled. It goes out of bounds, but it was knocked out of bounds there by St. Paul's Terry Sestock. Alawana Levis comes back into the ball game now for St. Paul. Also coming back in is going to be Kylie Sestock. Terry Sestock will come to the bench now for the Cats. AC will play things in. Carly Bostock has got the ball. Emily Crable, now to Bumgarner. Shot for three is up there. It's no good. Battle for the rebound is loose. It goes to the far side. It's picked up by Court. Then she loses the ball out of bounds. Court got her hands on it in the deep right corner and then lost it out of bounds. Patriots in trouble here tonight. 5 minutes and 17 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. The Adams Central Patriots are trailing by 14 points here in this basketball game. 51-37. There's a pass to the far side. It's going to be deflected away, but it's picked up by Jarabic. She then loses control of the ball. It's picked up by Wanda Levitz. Wanda Levitz down the right side of the lane. Stops there. Takes it into the lane. The ball's going to be knocked out of her hands. It's picked up by Sestock. Moves it down in the corner. She falls down with the ball. Now we got a traveling violation. This has not been a thing of beauty here tonight, gang. That's another turnover on St. Paul. Number 22 on the Cats. 51-37 is the score. Adams Central down by 14 points. Head of the ball game now for Adams Central is going to be Brittany Wiseman. And now we got a timeout called here by Tim Barker. AC calls the timeout brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy. Let Crozier Park Pharmacy be the first place you think of for all of your pharmaceutical needs. They're located at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings. Call 462-4600. Back with more after this.
Comfort means something different to everyone, and Frigidaire offers home comfort solutions as unique as your family. You can design systems that control seasonal allergens, humidity, and other environmental factors, or get rid of hot and cold spots with independent comfort zones. Call 402-463-4853, and Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning will work with you to design the system that's perfect for your family. Experience trusted Frigidaire comfort and exceptional service from Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings and Kearney. Call
402-463-4853.
1230 KHAS.
Scoreboard update is brought to you by Furniture Direct of Hastings, located on South Burlington, just south of the Sonic Drive-In, or check them out online at FurnitureDirectHastings.net. The end of the third quarter in girls' high school basketball tonight. Exeter Milligan is leading state-ranked Giltner The score is 29-24. Exeter Milligan with a lead over Giltner. That ball game is going on in Exeter tonight. And we've got the action from Exeter in the girls-boys basketball doubleheader on our sister station, the Breeze, KOIQ 94.5. Blue Flag Conference Tournament action here on 1230 KHIS. Sixth-seeded St. Paul out on top of third-seeded Adams Central, 51-37. We're in the fourth quarter. There's Cougar driving down the lane. He seems to be fouling the play. Cougar was taking the ball with a hole there, and the foul is going to be called on Sam Jarabic of St. Paul. That's going to be her third. Team foul number three on the Cats here in the second half of play. Non-shooting situation. Adams Central playing things in. Underneath their own basket, they try to lob it to Bostock. He has it knocked out of her hands, and now Kali Bostock picks it back up. Nice pass to right side of the lane, and his shot is up there by Court. There's no good, but she's hammered in the play as Rachel Court goes down, and now she'll go to the free throw line here for Adams Central. So Rachel Court will have a couple of shots here as she was mauled in the act of shooting. She was knocked down in the play. Adams Central trying to inch closer here to make a run in this fourth quarter. Shot is up there. It's going to be good by Court. She'll get one more. There comes Bailey Lucas Savage into the ball game now for St. Paul. Carrie Sestock also comes into the ball game as well. Rachel Court back to the free throw line for Adams Central. Dips the knees. Shot is up there. That one is going to be short, no good. But the offensive rebound there goes to Kruger. Kruger gets it to Wiseman underneath the basket. A reverse layup is up and in. So it turns out to be a three-point play. And Adams Central is back within 11 points now at 51-40. With 4 minutes and 23 seconds to play, still a lot of time left in the clock here in the final period. There's a turnover on St. Paul, and now a foul is called here in backcourt. St. Paul trying to bang the ball inside. It was knocked loose. Adams Central got it, and then the personal foul is going to be called here on Kinsey Lucas-Savage of the Wildcats. That's going to be her first. Team foul number 5 on St. Paul, so now Adams Central trying to create some momentum here in the fourth quarter. They have trailed by as many as 17 points here in the basketball game. It's now 11. At 51-40, driving down the lane, and shot is up and in. That's Emily Crable. Crable scores, and the Patriots are back within 9 points now. 51-42, Adams Central attacking here in backcourt. It seems that the momentum has shifted all of a sudden. But the basketball is going to be Sestock inside the free throw circle. Has to get rid of it. She does. Out here to Sam Jarabic. Jarabic hands it away to Awana Levitt. She's trying to penetrate. Bounce pass down in the corner. Jarabic has got it. Nearly lost it out of bounds. Saves it to Awana Levitt. Lana Levitz now to Lucas Savage. Lucas Savage stops here on the dribble at the elbow. Out to the top of the key. That's Sestock. Back to Lana Levitz, and the shot is up and in. Kyla Lana Levitz scores. She's got 13 points in the basketball game. She's been averaging 4.7 on the season. And now we've got a whistle here in backcourt. And we're going to have a double dribble violation called here on Brittany Wiseman of Adams Central. The Patriots have been plagued by turnovers here in this ballgame. That's 18 of them so far in this contest. 3 minutes and 21 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. Adams Central is trailing St. Paul by a score of 53-42. We got a boys' quarterfinal match coming up next. Here on 1230KHAS, we'll have Adams Central taking on Arcadia Loop City in the ninth camp here tonight. There's a Fosick with the ball picked up out here by Jackie Fowler. Fosick gets away, now dribbles it down the lane. Her scoop shot is up there. It's no good, but she is fouled in the play. Fowler nearly had a steal out near the 10-second line as the ball was jarred loose. Fosick picks it back up and drives it down the wing, and she is fouled in a play here by Wiseman of Adams Central. Wiseman picks up her third. That's going to be team foul number 3 on the Patriots, so no free throws here. St. Paul will inbound the ball. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. They play it in. Easy shot. That's a Sestock getting the easy field goal. He's now got 12 points in the ball game. That's Kerry Sestock. 55-42 is the score now. The Patriots down by 13, 3 minutes to play. They're in the ball game. Fowler sends it down to Rachel Court, drives the baseline. Court loses control, picks her back up, goes out to Wiseman. Now to Fowler, 25 feet away from the basket. Fowler backing up, looks at the defense. Fowler goes over on the wing on the right side. That's going to be Bumgarner. Angles toward the goal, puts it out there off of the window. Shot no good. Rebound comes down to Fosick of St. Paul. Loses control of the ball. It's out of her hands, out of bounds. Fosick says it was a kick down there by the Patriots. That was not the case. St. Paul turns it over for the 24th time here in the basketball game. They've been averaging 18 turnovers per ball game, but they got 24 in the contest here tonight, and they still have a 13-point lead. With 2 minutes and 34 seconds to play in this ball game, it's 55-42. The Patriots trailing here in the quarterfinals of the Lou Platt Conference Tournament. Here's Fowler with the ball down in the left corner. Bumgarner bombs away for three. The shot good. Josie Bumgarner nails a three. She's got 7 points in the ball game, and the Patriots are now within 10 points, and a timeout here called by Adams Central head coach Tim Barker. Timeout with 2:28 to play in the basketball game. Timeout brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy of Hastings. We'll be back with more after this.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here in the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by natural gas and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings. St. Paul has dominated this basketball game tonight. Led 17-10 after the first quarter, 37-23 at halftime, 47-35 after three. St. Paul now leading by 10 points at 55-45. Cats have led by as many as 17 points here in the basketball game. Adams Central is making a last-second push here. We got 2 minutes and 28 seconds to play in the ballgame. The Patriots are back to within 10. This is as close as they have been for a while. Adams Central is going to attack here in backcourt. Long pass down the floor. Madeline Fosick has got it now for St. Paul. Fosick works here against Adams Central's Emily Crable. There's a pass inside. They get it to Sestock. His shot is up there. It rattles out of there. No good. Down for the rebound is brought down here by Bumgarner. Then a traveling violation on Bumgarner. She got the defensive rebound right on the baseline, and she's called for shuffling her feet. That's going to be a big turnover in Adams Central. That's their 19th of the ball game. So now with 2 minutes and 16 seconds to play, here in the fourth quarter, St. Paul will inbound the ball, baseline left side underneath their own basket. Jarambic will get it in to Fosick down here in the corner. Madeline Fosick holds the ball, Crable right in her face defensively. Fosick puts it on the floor, drills out here to 3 points in its way. Chased now by Wiseman, and now Brittany picks up the personal foul. Brittany Wiseman picks up her third foul for the Patriots. That's going to be team foul number 4 on AC, so still a non-shooting situation. St. Paul will play things in right in front of the scorer's bench. 55-45. St. Paul has got a 10-point lead here over Adams Central, trying to spring an upset here in the quarterfinal round of the Luplan Conference Basketball Tournament. There's a Sestock with the ball. Gets away from Bostock. Throws it down in the corner to Fosick. Now down the left side of the lane to Awada Levitz. Gets it away now to Fosick as she drives it toward the goal. And shot is up there and in. Madeline Fosick scoring. She's got 19 points in the basketball game here for St. Paul. And it's 57-45. Brittany Wiseman down in the corner. Crable for three. Shot is up there. Air ball. No good. Rebound comes down to Sestock. Sestock down to Awada Levitz. Runs it back the other way. Contact made and the foul is going to be called as Awada Levitz goes down. A personal is going to be called here on Brittany Wiseman of Adams Central. That's going to be her fourth foul. Team foul number 5 on the Patriots. There comes Jacob Bowski back in now for St. Paul. Also coming back in for Adams Central is going to be Jackie Fowler. A minute and 36 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. Adams Central trailing by 12 points. It is 57-45. Jaden Jacob Bowski will inbound the ball for St. Paul. Gets it into a Fosick. Brittany Wiseman goes for a steal. It's ripped down. Here's Wada Levitz. Her three-pointers put up there and in. Tyler Wada Levitz scores from the top of the key. That is 9 three-pointers in the ballgame now for St. Paul as Wada Levitz has got 16 points. And things look grim here for the Patriots. They're down by 15 with a minute and 15 to go. There's a Fowler from the corner. Her shot is no good. Rebound Wada Levitz. Tyler Wada Levitz with the ball here for St. Paul. Gets it near the 10-second line to Sestock. Brings it into the offensive zone. That's a Kylie Sestock, and now St. Paul will just spread the floor with a minute to play. Entry pass, they get it to a Sestock. Dribbles it into the lane all the way to the goal. Shot is up there and in. Terry Sestock scoring. She has got 14 points in the ball game. St. Paul is leading by 17 points again at 62-45. An unbelievable ball game here as Adams Central, the number 3 seed, had their eyes on the semifinals and maybe look past the Cats here tonight. There's a shot put up there by Wiseman. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Sestock. Down to Wada Levitz with 30 seconds to play. Wada Levitz takes it into the forecourt to the far sideline. Now to Fosick. Out to Kylie Wada Levitz. the Fosick on the wing on the right side. Boy, the Patriots just have no energy in this basketball game here tonight. Wadalevich with the ball now with 15 seconds to play. There's a pass in the lane to Sestock. Puts it up there. Shot good. Tally Sestock scoring. He's got 4 points in the basketball game. 64-45. 4 seconds to play. Adam Central walks the ball up the floor, and that's going to be all she wrote. The St. Paul Wildcats upset the Adam Central Patriots tonight in the quarterfinals of the Lou Platte Conference basketball tournament. And kind of a shame the way the Patriots played here in this contest here tonight. They had the home court advantage here for the Lou Platte Conference tournament. All they had to do is win this one tonight, and they would get to play both Saturday and Friday. But they lose this one to a team that had lost 9 out of 10 games coming into this basketball game tonight. The St. Paul Wildcats spring the upset on the Adams Central Patriots. St. Paul wins it tonight by a score of 64-45. Back with a recap after this.